Topic 8.6 is to describe how the nervous systems of organisms can detect stimuli with reference to the rods in the retina of mammals, the roles of rhodopsin, opsin, retinal, sodium ions, cation channels, and the hyperpolarization of rod cells in forming action potentials in the optic neurons. So, a stimulus to a receptor cell causes a local change in its membrane permeability. Usually, what happens then, we have an influx of sodium ions down the concentration and electrical gradients. This generator current sets up a generator potential. If the generator potential is high enough, it will trigger an action potential. We have primary and secondary sensory receptors. The primary sensory receptor, the neuron is sensitive to a particular stimulus, and the chemical reactions result in an action potential, so Purcinian corpuscles in the skin. Secondary sensory receptors are specialized cells that synapse with a sensory neuron, for example, the rod cells in the eye. So the eyes are sense organs, collections of sensory receptors. The human eye is sensitive to 400 to 700 nanometers of light. You should review the structure of the eye from GCSE. In the humans, the retinal cells, the rod and cone cells, actually face towards the back of the eye, towards the pigmented epithelium. Okay, so light effectively reflects off the epithelium at the back of the eye into the rod cells, also the cone cells. So it's not a particularly well designed eye, as you might imagine, for something that's evolved naturally. The rod cells provide black and white vision only, and several synapse with the same sensory neuron. Now, what's going on is when the rod cells detect light, or when light shines on the rod cells, this bleaches the molecule rhodopsin to retinal and opsin and a generator potential. If the threshold's reached, then we get an action potential and a nerve impulse along the optic nerve to the brain. Rhodopsin is resynthesized in dark conditions. So, rhodopsin contains cis-retinal in the dark. Light photons convert the cis form into transretinal, which breaks up into retinal and opsin. This is a process we refer to as bleaching. The rod cells are very permeable to sodium. The interior usually has high resting potential. Bleaching causes the closure of the sodium channels, so the resting potential becomes more negative. This hyperpolarization is the generator potential, and the size of the generator potential depends on the light hitting the rod. So, in normal daylight, the rod cells are entirely bleached, so we can't respond to dim light. We say the eye is light adapted. In darkness, rhodopsin reforms, so the eye is sensitive now to dim light, and the eye is said to be dark adapted. So, in summary, what's happening in the dark? Sodium is pumped out of the cell using active transport. It diffuses back in through open channels. The inside of the cell is slightly positive. The cell membrane is depolarized. This triggers the release of inhibitory neurotransmitters such that no information is transmitted to the brain. No action potential is generated in the sensory neurons. In the light, the rhodopsin breaks apart into retinal and opsin. This causes the sodium channels to close, so sodium cannot diffuse back in. So, because the sodium is still being pumped out of the cell, the sodium builds up outside the cell. This makes the inside much more negative than the outside, causing hyperpolarization. There is now no inhibition of the neuron, so an action potential is generated to the brain. Okay? Just as a quick aside, the cone cells contain iodopsin, which is a slightly different molecule.